Merci pour votre question.
Thank you for that question. I think that throughout our discussions, we've reached common point, transition. I think that ought to be further developed in order to meet everyone's expectations. Shock. You talked about shock. Well, we're already experiencing it. I think it's not something that's going to be resolved right away, but it's already experienced by some countries and their populations. That shock shouldn't come about just like that, because the consequences might be negative for certain states and regions' security. I believe that these concerns should be a priority for all. Also, there's an issue raised this morning by one of our colleagues when they talked about resilience. Currently, before the pandemic and after the pandemic, things were changed somewhat, but I think that it has not been enough change for the time being. We need to look at some of these matters further and ensure more resilience in the energy sector and in other sectors of relevance for development. Currently, the global population is vulnerable and will remain vulnerable, not just to pandemics, but also climate change and natural disasters and all that. So the environmental challenge is present, true, and we are committed to working together in order to address the situation. But it is also important to think more broadly and to consider things that have not been considered so far. To broaden the debate and to continue the debate, to exchange experiences, points of views and opinions, and to perhaps arrive at the end of that process at a new approach. One that would be more fine-tuned to everyone's needs. One of the speakers spoke about transportation. That's important. We need to guarantee transportation continues. It's a matter of security and development. We cannot neglect transportation. There are people that are far removed. Many countries in Africa are quite large and need proper transportation. Perhaps it's not as relevant in some European countries, where there might be 10 or even 20 countries within a 200-kilometer radius. But in Algeria, there's a city that's 2,000 kilometers away from the capital. So it's a matter of size. They might be considered by some as details, but they are important in other contexts. And I think that's all I have as an answer. Thank you.